Pastor Mark talked about last week, our fresh start with God, and I'm going to continue talking about that today. And like I said, I'm really excited because we need fresh starts. Amen. There's times when we go through difficulties. There's failures in our life. We all make mistakes. We have setbacks. We have problems. We have defeats. We have losses. And all of us go through those times. And but I have a verse that I want to share with you in Isaiah 40 and verse 3. And this is what it says. The Lord says, say the Lord says, forget about what happened before. And don't think about the past. Instead, look at the new things that I am going to do. Amen? Don't you love that? That the Lord says, listen, I want you to forget about those things in the past. Don't worry over it. Don't think about them, because I'm going to do a new thing in your life. I'm going to do something brand new. I've shared this before. There's a phrase in the Bible that talks about a new song. And the reason why they'd call it a new song is because God did something so good, and it was new, that it required a new song of praise. Amen? An old song just wouldn't do. They had to sing a new song. I believe that there's going to be some people in here that's going to be singing some new songs of praise. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I know it's 9 a.m., but it's okay to be excited about what God is going to do. Amen. And so, God is not fixated on your past. He's not here just to remind you of everything that you've done wrong. Nor is the Lord just focused on your victories in the past. God wants to do new things, new testimonies, new victories in our life. How many of you would like to see some new victories and have a new testimony and have a new song of praise, amen, to declare the great works of God in your life, and just say, hey, you know what, God, not only has He been good, but He was good to me this week, that He healed my body. Somebody has a new song of praise, amen, some healing, some miracles that God is doing in our life. And so we should always be thankful for the victories that God has in our life, but we should never rely on them. We should always be looking for something fresh, new anointing, new wine that God wants to pour out on our life. Even the Holy Spirit. Amen. We talk a lot about this. We're a Spirit-filled church. We're a Spirit-led church. We don't just get filled one time and that's it. You know, back when I was 5 years old, I got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Listen, I'm thankful that I've been filled again since then. And again and again and again and again. Amen. We want to be filled to overflowing with the Spirit of God. Okay, the Scripture says that God wants to give us a clean slate and a fresh start. It comes by God, by the way of Jesus Christ. And so we know that God came to earth in human form. He became a man. He lived a perfect life so that we could see what life was all about. And He died on a cross for all of our sins, that we could be forgiven. He said, listen, I'm going to let these guys kill me. I'm going to prove who I am by rising myself back 3 days later. And that's exactly what He did. Now, the beautiful thing about that story, the gospel, is that same power that raised Jesus Christ up is able to raise us up again. When we fall and we make mistakes and we do dumb and we do stupid and all those things, God is able to give us a fresh start. He's able to raise us up again, to bring us back to life. How many want a fresh start this morning? Amen. You're thankful that God gives us a fresh start. All right. I love the fact that when you feel like nothing is working in your life and when your dreams have kind of fallen dead, that God can just breathe His breath, the breath of life into you, and just bring restoration into your life. And so there's just a couple things I want to talk about this morning. Three things that happen when you get a fresh start. Number one is you get new clarity in your life. Now, the Bible talks about this a lot. It talks about that God transfers us from darkness and into light. And what happens when you get a fresh start with God? You get a new perspective. Things just begin to look different. You get a clearer picture of your relationships. Your problems are you just begin to see them differently. You begin to even see your past differently, and your course, your present and your future differently. And everything changes when you get a fresh start. It just becomes, it's literally like fog. You're living in this fog, and all of a sudden, It just clears up. That's what happens when God gives you a fresh start. It just gets clearer. You get a better perspective. And this is not by accident, because this is what Jesus said. Jesus said this. He said, I am the light of the world. Everybody say that. Say, I am the light of the world. Would you read that right there? I am the light of the world. So if you follow, help me, if you follow me, you won't be stumbling through what? Darkness. For the living light will flood your path. I love that. What it's literally saying is that Jesus Christ, when he comes into our life, when we give him access to those areas of darkness in our, he comes in and he just makes it clear. Things become clearer when you invite Jesus Christ into your life. Amen? Your path becomes a little bit more clear. When you're stumbling around, how many of you have some bruises that you can show from stumbling around in the darkness? Amen? When you were maybe walking in the light and it was a little dark and you've got some bruises to show from that. Amen? But when we come to Christ and we put our faith in him, and it's not just a one-time deal, but when we just renew our faith in him and say, God, you know what? I want you just to give me a fresh start today. I want to just see more clearly. I want a new perspective, a new outlook on life. Amen. We've all got bumps and bruises, don't we? To show from stumbling in darkness. Look at this verse. I mean, I'm sorry, this is the principle. I'm sorry. The principle is this: the further away from God, the more confused you're going to be. You're going to be more confused about your relationships. You're going to be more confused about your career, about your money, about your friends, about your past, your future, all that stuff. But the closer you get to God, the less confusion there is. If you're confused right now and you don't know what to do, you know, I just got a simple thing is come to Jesus. Spend time in the presence of God. That's why as a pastor, your pastor, I am so passionate about getting us into the presence of God. If we can get ourselves into the, someone said amen. 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 You guys with me? I just feel like you guys are just sitting back and sipping coffee and picking on you, John. Amen. I like sipping on coffee too. No, but you know what? I am so passionate about us getting in the presence of God. Because I feel like if we can get ourselves in the presence of God, if we can spend time in the presence of God, things just get clearer. Amen? The fog begins to lift. When we're going around in circles, we don't want to go around in circles, right? Amen? We don't want to go around in circles. We want to have clarity in our life. We want to know what God has called us to do. Whether you're a teenager, you know, and you're trying to figure this whole thing out, listen, the antidote is to get in the presence of God. God is light. Amen. And when we're next to him and when we're close to him, we can just see things better. Amen. I'd also just say to you, if you feel like you know, I hear people say this, you know, they tell me, you know, God never speaks to me. I hear you guys talking about God speaking to you, but God never speaks to me. Can I just tell you something? First of all, quit confessing that. Did you hear me? This is an important principle. Whatever you speak, you move towards that. If you say that, you know, God never speaks to me and I can't hear God and he speaks to everybody else. Listen, you're starting to feel sorry for yourself. Don't say that. Say, you know what? I am wanting and I am desiring to hear from God. I am believing that God, that I can hear from God. Amen? I was riding, yesterday we were coming back from Carmel, and we were in the car with my sister, Vangie. She'll be here in the second service. And she was just talking about how she was on she lives in Kansas, she was on the beach, and she just said she was out in the waves, and the God spoke to her and said, I want you to write, and as you write, that I'm just going to bring it in, like these waves are coming in, I'm just going to bring that into you. I'm going to bring insight and things to say and all that. I just thought it was so cool that God speaks to us. You know, my first reaction was, man, I just kind of wish God would just speak to me like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you hear it from somebody else. But the truth is, God does speak. And I mean, I have those times when God speaks to us, and I got to thinking about it. You know what? I'm not going to be jealous When I hear somebody else say, you know what, man, God just spoke to me and it was so clear and it was so profound, you know what, I'm going to rejoice with them and say, yeah, see, God can speak to me too because He loves me just as much as He loves you. Amen? Things get clearer in the presence of God. When God gives you a fresh start, He brings light. And it just makes things just begin to make sense in your life. Amen. Clarity. Second benefit of a fresh start is confidence with God. You get a new confidence. You know, the truth is all of us are hiding insecurities. You know the people that seem the most confident, you know, that they just feel like, you know, that you look at them and think, man, I just wish I'd have the confidence. You know, the truth is they have insecurities in their life. They had those inner doubts, those inner worries, inner fears. And all of us deal with that. And the problem is we tend to base our confidence on the wrong things, don't we? We base our confidence on our appearance, how we look, or maybe our acquisitions, you know, what the stuff that we have. Or maybe we base our confidence on our achievements. You know, if we could just do this, then we'd feel better about ourselves. But the truth is, our confidence comes from God. When you get a fresh start, God gives you confidence. He gives you faith so that you can speak things. And so you can call those things. Now, I love that just a few moments ago when we were praying for miracles, we began to speak things into existence. Amen? By the word of faith, that we have confidence with God because God is on our side. And we begin to realize when we get a fresh start with God that God loves us and that God is for us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Amen? Amen. I love this verse in Matthew 9. It says this, according to your faith, it'll be done unto you. And so, my question to you this morning is, what are you expecting? What are you expecting right now? What are you expecting for the service? Are you just expecting, you know, to come here and maybe feel good for a few minutes, check it off your list, okay, I went to church? Or are you expecting God to do something great? Because according to your faith, the scripture says in Matthew 9, it will be done unto you. You know, this is something the Lord's really been dealing with me. James, you need to start expecting great things. You need to start believing great things. I said the Lord was speaking to me because He kind of spanked me a little bit. Because I'm a news junkie. Is there anybody else who's a news junkie? You just like the... You got one finger, Dave, got a little bit, yeah. You're not wanting to admit it, really. Okay. And the problem is as you just listen and you're consumed, whether you watch it on TV or I don't really watch the TV. I do the internet thing, you know, the Yahoo thing and all that. And I just got thinking about, man, that stuff is so negative. And you can start believing the news. And you can start believing that. If you're balancing, if you're getting too much of that diet and not enough of the Word of God, you got to be careful. Amen. You remember a few months ago when that Harold Campy guy prophesied that the world was going to end? You guys remember that? Yeah. And I remember I was listening to some, I don't know who it was, but it was some commentator, and he was talking about Christians. He says, you know, Christians are always talking about doom and gloom and the end of the world and stuff. And then I got thinking, hey, wait a minute. You're the guys that's always talking about doom and gloom. You're the one who talked about that, you know, if we cut down a tree or something, we're just going to, you know, the world's going to end, you know. I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't say that. I'm offending, but I like trees myself, too. And I like animals. Okay. I'm an environmentalist. God was the first one. Okay. Let me get back on track here. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. We need to start expecting more. Let's just start believing God for great things. Let's start taking our fears and turning them into faith. Let's start taking those things that, you know, we've been so worried about in our life and start praying and changing that. And just, you know, okay, you're worried about this thing in your life and you're you know, it looks so big. Why don't we just take that fearful thing and say, okay, you know what, God, I'm just believing. It looks so fearful to me. But with you, all things are possible. And just begin to declare that in your life. You know what, God? I'm going to start believing you for great, great things. God is good. God is great. Amen. Is God in control? Isn't He gracious and good to us? Isn't He glorious? Amen. And so we've talked about those things, how God is good. And so we don't have to go through life saying, poor me, and being a victim. That victim mentality, right? We can just believe that, you know what, no matter what has happened in our past, our future is bright. That God is with us right now. We don't have to have that pity party, right? We don't have to live in regrets. Matter of fact, man, I just felt the Lord just really speaking to me about this idea of regrets. That we need to take our regrets and turn them into testimonies. You know those things that we're so fearful that if somebody finds out, you know? Anybody know what I'm talking about? That, you know, we're expending all of this energy trying to keep it a secret. Basically, what we're trying to do is be God. And we're trying to control the situation because God is the one in control, not us, right? You guys know what I'm talking about? When we're trying to keep things secret, you know, we're just trying to keep, you know, our image so good and we don't want anything to come out to light because we have these regrets and these disappointments. And so we spend all of our energy and our time and our focus trying to cover them up. But I really felt the Lord just tell me, you know what, if we'll just take those things and just bring them to the light. I'm talking about a fresh start this morning. Confess them to God. God, you know what, I don't have to hide this. You love me. And confess it to God. And then we find somebody that we trust, another brother, another sister in the Lord, and we confess it to them. And say, you know what? I just need to get this off of my chest. I want to bring it to light. You guys are looking at me like, no, you're crazy. I'm going to talk to this side. You guys are more encouraging over here. Listen, I'm teasing. If we do this, if we bring it to the light, take your regrets, the things that you're shameful about, that you're embarrassed about in your past, and turn them into testimonies. Take them and say, you know what? There was a time in my life when I did this. I was so embarrassed about it. I didn't think God loved me. I thought if anybody found out, they would reject me. But you know what? I found out that God still loves me. And you know what? I want to share this with you because if you have something like this in your life, let me just tell you, you don't have to be embarrassed of it because God is good and He is faithful and He forgives us, right? He cleanses us from all of our sins so you don't have to be tormented by your regrets. That's a word for somebody this morning. Forget your former things. God's going to do a new thing in your life. Amen. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be in doubt. You don't have to live in fear. You can live in faith knowing that God loves you. You can trust in the goodness of God that He is for us. Amen. I believe that if we do that, God will set us free. Amen. Amen. I believe that God is for us. I believe that when we look at what gives us confidence in our life is that you can look at, number one, let me just give you this, I think this is on the outline, is that God offers to forgive everything we've ever done. Do you know that the greatest destroyer of confidence is guilt and shame? It just destroys our confidence. We're so afraid, like I mentioned, that someone's going to find out. But I'm just telling you, church, if you can get a hold of this principle, because any area of darkness in your life, anything that you're keeping secret, anything that you're trying to hide, that's the area that the enemy, that you're giving the enemy access in. Satan has access in that area of your life because he travels in darkness. That's why when you first come to God and you confess your sins and you say, God, I'm such a mess and I did this stupid thing and all this, God, and I just want you to forgive me. Man, you just feel so good. How many of you remember that? You remember that? You feel so good because for so long you had this darkness, but now all of a sudden light just comes in. The glory of God, and He just cleanses us and makes us new. Amen. Let me just share this with you real quick about this guy in the Bible. He got it so wrong. He was religious. He had no relationship with God. He did terrible things, the scripture tells us. He was passionate about the wrong things. It says this. He says this in 1 Timothy 1:13. He says, even though I was a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I will show mercy. You know what I like about Paul? Is he says, you know what? This was me. I was a violent man. I was a blasphemer. You know what a blasphemer is? That's somebody who speaks against God, who curses against God. This is the man. He says, listen, I was that. I was a blasphemer. I was a persecutor. I went around and I did evil things and torturous things to good people. I was a violent man, but God showed me mercy. Look at this. He says, here is a trustworthy saying. Verse 15. You guys okay? All right. He says, that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. What? He says to Paul, he's saying, listen, I am the worst of all sinners. What he was trying to say is, listen, if you guys knew what I really did, I mean, you know, I was a violent guy. I was a blasphemer. I cursed God, all those kinds of things. But you know what? I was the worst of sinners. But it goes on. He says, but for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who believe on him and receive eternal life. You want that? Somebody who took his regrets and turned it into a testimony. He took something that the devil was using to beat him up over and torture him. He says, you know what? No, I'm not going to let the devil get glory. I'm just going to make it my testimony. And I'm going to put it on display for the glory of God. And I'm going to say, see what kind of God we serve? See what kind of God that is merciful and gracious and kind, that he would save me, the worst of all sinners. Amen. I'll turn to somebody and say, God is good. Would you do that? Amen. Look at Philippians. This is Paul. He's still continuing. He says, not that I've already attained all of this or have already been made perfect. He says, listen, I know that I'm not perfect. He says, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. Next verse. But one thing I do. Everybody say, forgetting. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. And I press on towards the goal to which the prize which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Don't you love that? Is that good news? Isn't that great? Listen, the word for somebody is today. If you've had regrets and you've had things that have been torturing you in your past, what God is trying to communicate today, that if you'll take those things and say, yes, God, I confess. I confess that. I confess that, God, I did this and it was terrible and I'm embarrassed of it. You know what? But God, I am tired of the devil tormenting me with that. I want to give it to you. Because when you give God your mistakes, when you give God your experiences, when you give God your past, he has a way of turning it around and using it for his glory. Amen? Amen. If that's you, you're in good company. You're in company with guys that wrote the Bible. Paul, the apostle, the great apostle Paul, that can say that. You know what? I'm going to forget those things that are behind me, and I'm going to just press on. I'm not going to let those things torment me. The only thing I'm going to do with those things in the past is I'm going to use them as a testimony for the glory of God. Not to say how bad of a person I was, but just so that God gets the glory in my life, that he can save somebody like me. Amen. There's a joke that sometimes, it's not really a joke, I think it's actually pretty truthful, that we tell, some of us pastors will get together, and I've heard pastors tell one another this, and I've said it myself. It says, you know, the reason why we're pastors is God knew what kind of people we were. And so, you know, he made us pastors so that we would have to pray, and so that we'd have to read our Bible, and have to hear from God. Amen? Otherwise, we probably wouldn't make it. What I'm just trying to say is that we all have regrets. But God is good. And God is faithful. And He can give us confidence. Amen. In our life. Would you stand with me? I'm out of time, so we'll just stop here. Amen. Can I just share with you one more thing real quick? God wants you to take your fears and turn them into faith. Those things that you're fearing in your life right now, the things that, you know, God is telling you to step out and take that step of faith. You're like, no, I don't want to. God is saying, listen, if you'll just do that, if you'll turn them into faith, take those fears and turn them into faith. Just believe God. God, I know this is scary, but I'm going to trust you. Really, that's the only thing difference between fear and faith is just trusting God. Amen? Faith doesn't remove all the fear. It just brings the trust of God. We just say, okay, God, I'm just going to trust you. This is scary, but I know that you're telling me to do this. Other people are going to look at me and say, you're crazy. You shouldn't be doing that. You're not talented enough. You're not smart enough. You don't have enough resources. But God, you know what? I'm going to trust you. All right? The second thing is turning your regrets that you have in your life into testimonies. I felt that so strongly this morning. I don't know who that's for, but I really felt that strongly this morning to tell you that. The third thing I just want to tell you, I'm out of time, but I want to tell you this. God wants you to turn your worries into worship. Your worries into worship. You take those things that are worrying you in your life right now, and you just hand them off to God, and you say, God, you know what? This is so big. This thing is consuming my mind. Have you ever tried to get rid of worries? You know, like, I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to go to the beach, you know, I'm just trying to do something else, or I'm going to watch TV, so I don't, whatever. You try to do all these things, it's so hard, but you know what the best way to get rid of your worries is just turn them into worship. You just take those things and say, God, I just trust you because I believe, God, that you're going to take care of this thing in my life. This thing scares me, but God, you are awesome, and you are great, and you are good, and you are holy, and you are mighty. And God, I just worship you right now. I worship you because, God, I believe that you're going to take care of me. And I believe that you are for me, right? I believe that you're on my side. So those three things, take your fears and turn them into faith. Just begin to believe God. Okay, I'm going to step out. Take your regrets, turn them into testimonies. And take your worries and turn them into worship. Amen. Amen. I want to pray for those today that are here that want a fresh start this morning. You say, you know what? I want a fresh start with God. I want a new connection with God. My connection with God, my relationship with God. Maybe you're here today and you've never had a relationship with God before. Never had a relationship with God. You say, you know what? I want a fresh start in my life. I want to make a fresh start. If that's you today, would you just raise your hand? Just let me see your hand. Would you say that? Say, you know what? I want a fresh start with God. Amen. Amen. Fresh start with God. Let me ask you this. How many of you are here to say, you know what? Yeah, I've been a believer, but you know what? I need a fresh start with God this morning in my life. Would you raise your hand? Would you do that? Amen. Thank you for that. Those of you that were here, those of you that raised your hand and said that you want a fresh start with God, I want to tell you that God is a God that can redeem and can restore and can breathe life into dead things. Amen? We believe that. I'm going to pray with you. One more time, if you're here and you said, yes, I want a new relationship with Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus for the first time. I just want to give my life to Him. Just raise your hand one more time. I want to see your hand one more time. I want to pray with you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Would you come and join me? Would you mind joining? I want to pray with you. Those of you that raised your hand, I want to pray with you. Would you come? Just come and stand down here. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Oh, I believe in fresh starts. Amen. Isn't it great to have a fresh start with God? Old things passed away. Behold, all things are new with Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Father, I thank you today, God, for these that are down here to say, you know what, God, I want a fresh start with you. I want to start it over again. God, I want to give my life to you. I want to make you the Lord and the Savior of my life, God. God, I want to get clarity. There's been confusion in my life. I want clarity, God. I want confidence, God. Confidence that I can have in you, God. God, I just pray for these that are down here right now, God, that you make all things new. God, I pray where there's been fog and there's been confusion, God, that clarity would come. God, when there's been worry and doubt and fear, God, that there would be confidence and faith and trust in you would come into the life. I thank you, Lord, that they're being transferred right now from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. God, I thank you for that you make all things new.